In India's capital, New Delhi, a series of attacks by a mysterious monkey-like creature is causing sudden alarm. The Monkey Man has arrived, or so people think. Monkeys, anyway, are an everyday nuisance on the streets of the capital, particularly around government buildings in the center of the city, where they're known to sneak into offices and steal fruit and sometimes take papers off of desks. Now, what about this mysterious Monkey Man? This is a case for NPR's intrepid Delhi bureau chief, Michael Sullivan.
Monkey Man madness has been front page news for several days now in the city's Hindi and English language newspapers. Monkey Man's reign of terror in capital growing daily, screamed the headline in the normally sedate Times of India. Cops step up hunt as panic spreads, read the headline in today's Hindu. Television 2 is playing the story big.
There are reports that at least 8 more people have been injured, 2 of them seriously, after allegedly being attacked by the mysterious Monkey Man in East Delhi. An eyewitness says that at least 3 people were attacked around midnight while sleeping on their roof.
Most of the alleged attacks have occurred in East Delhi, where this young man claims to have narrowly escaped being attacked last night. I opened the curtain and I saw a hand, he says. Then I heard a noise like a monkey makes, and I started running towards the stairs, and he chased me. Then I tripped over something in the hall and fell down the stairs, the young man says. He didn't follow, but I could see he had a dark face and an iron hand. Other people who claim to have been attacked by the Monkey Man say he is roughly 4 feet tall, very hairy, and has not one but 2 metal hands or claws. While most senior police officials dismiss the idea of a so-called Monkey Man, Northeast Delhi Deputy Commissioner of Police Vivek Gogia says the authorities are taking the issue seriously.
To say that it's a rumor, it would be premature for me to say as an investigating officer. There are certain sightings, people are reporting injuries. We have to corroborate it with the factual situation. I have been speaking to resident welfare associations and we have deployed men from civil defense in the area. People are apprehensive, no doubt about it, but there's no such panic. I'm patrolling the streets myself.
Police are receiving up to 50 calls a night from jittery residents and pranksters alike. And while the Monkey Man has yet to take a life, the hysteria surrounding the case has claimed 2. Earlier this week, a pregnant woman who'd been sleeping on a roof died after falling down the stairs when neighbors shouted the monkey was near. 2 days before that, fear of the Monkey Man led a man to jump to his death from the roof of his building in southeast Delhi.
There is no Monkey Man. It's a mass delusion and nothing more than that.
Sanal Edamaruku is General Secretary of the Indian Rationalists Association. He says, as a good rationalist would, that the idea of a man-monkey is ridiculous.
This is just rumor that has been created and people are afraid and make themselves believe. Most of this thing happens during power cuts in darkness after midnight. Somebody makes a sound that a monkey is coming and everybody is panic and running and you get some scratches somewhere in while running or something like that and you're afraid that it's got by a monkey. There is nothing, no monkey, man, no monster, and it's just a fear psychosis.
Edamaruku predicts that the Monkey Man melodrama will die out completely over the next few days. People will either lose interest, he says, or the police will apprehend whoever it is who's terrorizing the city wearing a monkey mask. So far, there's no word on whether the city's 1 full-time monkey catcher has been recruited to help in the search. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.